Storm Lake boys basketball coach Heath Stille is our guest here at Storm Lake Radio. And Tuesday night, the season gets started for the Tornado boys basketball team with a game at Sioux City North, first of two games this week. Coach Stille, scrimmages, practices, the jamboree this past weekend. I'm sure you and the guys are anxious to play some real games now here this week.
Yeah, our boys are excited to get things going and kind of prove that jamboree didn't go really well for us, and I think they're excited to get back out there and have another opportunity when things start to count, and this is where everything starts tonight.
You know, I think about the last two seasons, how they've started for you and the guys. I mean, the month of November and December has been very good for Tornado basketball.
Yeah, it has, and that's kind of what our hope is again this year, is that we can get things going on the right foot and really go into Christmas break on a good note.
You know, tell me about these kids now. I look at your roster on Quick Stats, and I see some senior returners. I see high hopes in my future as I look at the Storm Lake boys basketball team. I would assume the same can be said for you and your staff and the kids themselves.
Yeah, our boys have their hopes set pretty high. They obviously, we bring back our top two scorers, and you gain a couple kids that have come back to Storm Lake now. So our boys have a lot of upside to them, and I think that we're going to have some kids that are going to have to step up a little bit, but I think that the sky's the limit for this group, and if they're willing to play together and do the things that we talk about in practice and execute those in the games, things should go pretty well for us.
Okay, so Saturday you said maybe things didn't go quite so well at the Jamboree. Can you put your finger on that? Just, you know, what exactly happened against Alterilia?
Well, our JV played before, so I played some of the guys that are going to sub in for us on the varsity team down there with the JV guys to let them get a lot of game experience, and I thought that was good for those guys. So we were limited to seven guys what we played on Saturday night. We just were kind of nervous, I think. We didn't show up right away to play, and then we were kind of picked up our defensive intensity there towards the end and made a little run at them, but we dug ourselves a hole, and we just couldn't get out of it. But offensively, I thought we were a little bit stagnant. We didn't run through some stuff that we'd been working on. I thought it looked pretty well, but obviously we have some things to work on in practice today.
What is this team going to be like offensively? Let's start, you know, that side of the court. On offense, let's talk Storm Lake Tornado boys basketball.
Offensively, we should be pretty quick, and I think we should be able to attack the rim a lot of times off the dribble. We're going to give our guys some opportunities to have some of those chances. We're going to try to set some high post screens and try to use some of those to get to the rim. We're also going to set some back screens to try to get some of our post players open. With Chom inside, I think that really kind of helps us out. He's able to score a lot for us, so if things aren't working on the outside, we'll try to get the ball inside to Chom and get him going inside a little bit to open things up for our guys on the outside. And then offensive rebounds, I think our guys should be able to hit the offensive glass pretty hard, and you've got Malga, who can get to the ball pretty much whenever he wants to, and he's a good kid for us that can cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, very athletic. I mean, I watch 5-10 minutes of practice, and I mean, my goodness, you have an athletic basketball team.
Yeah, these guys can get up and down, and they're all over the place. They may not look like they might not have some of the quickness at times, and then there's guys that are just like, holy cow, like, where'd that come from? Mm-hmm. They understand the game a lot more. I think that's kind of where we're at with this team, is that they understand the game of basketball, so they kind of know where to be sometimes, and that really helps them out as well.
How about on the defensive side? Are they understanding what coach wants to have executed there?
Our defensive side's getting a little bit better. Our plan is we're going to try to press teams and try to take care of the tempo a little bit and try to push that tempo so we can play a faster style game, because that's what our guys would prefer to play, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in the half-court set, we're going to play a lot of man-to-man, but we're also going to throw some different zones at people with our length and our ability to defend people. I think that we should be able to throw some of those different things at people, like a 1-3-1 we threw the other night at Alta, a 1-2-2 we might throw in, a 2-3. We'll run some three-quarter court trap stuff. Just kind of depends on how things are going in the flow of the game. So we'll see how things go there.
Options are a good thing to have. And, Coach, we're going to take a little break, and we'll talk about what lies ahead for the Storm Lake boys basketball team, the season, and this week with Coach Stille. More after this on Storm Lake Radio. Conversation continuing with Storm Lake boys basketball coach Heath Stille. Season starts Tuesday night, Sioux City North on the road. Thursday night at home, Dennis and Schleswig, and then two more games next week and on and on and on before the Christmas break. Heath, before we talk any more about the schedule, I want to talk about your coaching staff. Now, who's helping out the varsity, JV, and freshman team here this season?
Nathan Reister is my is one of my assistants, and he's in charge of the JV team. He was our freshman coach last year, and he moved up, and he's taken over that role now. My freshman coach is new. His name is Stefan Sanford, and he's doing a good job with those freshman guys. They're excited to get the season rolling on Monday night, and hopefully they have a good showing. And then we're lucky enough to have Kevin Cohn is volunteering this year, and he'll be helping out at all three levels and just really bringing his basketball knowledge and expertise to help us out and be that mentor figure for us.
That is awesome, too. When I heard that, I thought that was fantastic. And let's talk Sioux City North now, Tuesday night, season opener. What do you remember from last year? Can you take any of last year and apply it to Tuesday night?
Sioux City North is going to be physical. They may not be the most basketball-minded people from what I remember from last year, but they're athletic and they're physical, and they're going to try to use that to their advantages. I know they've got a couple kids that are pretty good. They've got kid that's a receiver that's going to play some football, I think, at Wayne State. So he can jump out of the gym. I've seen a couple things on Twitter about him. Other than that, we don't know a whole lot about Sioux City North, but I know that they'll mix things up, and they've had some scrimmages and jamborees, and they're in the same boat that we are. I'm sure they're ready to play somebody different and get the season off.
Yeah, you won last year's meeting by 8 points, and then I remember the Denison game last year was low scoring down there, and we host the Monarchs coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot about Denison yet either, but I think it'll be a nice game to have at home and get things going at home, and hopefully we can have a big crowd Thursday night and get out and support these guys and all the hard work that they've put in.
Hey, and you know what? You and I will talk more about the Monarchs later. We're going to talk Sioux City North after Tuesday's game. Coach Stille, thanks for the time, and best of luck in the season opener Tuesday night on the road at Sioux City North.
All right, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Stille in the pregame and online at stormlakeradio.com.